I think if people are cool, we'll start, and then we can go off to, you know, and be done, if that's all right. Well, I want to thank everyone who has been participating via IRC and via the mailing list to put together a day of events that are interesting to folks that want to increase participation in their free software event and diversify their participation. I think if people do not know what the, can you just grab and paste this link? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if anyone's here and is not on the Women in Free Software mailing list, Selena's going to post the link for that mailing list. You should definitely sign up. It's Women in Free Software. That is the goal. That's not a men can't be on the list thing, just so we're totally rock solid clear. We welcome men, constructive, respectful men, but, you know, so. What I would like to do now is to kind of talk about things that went well today. This is the first time we've ever done it, so hopefully some things went well. And then, again, since this is the first time we ever did it, I imagine some things didn't go well, and I'd like to hear about that. Stuff that we would like to consider for future events and initiatives in, towards the end of increasing women's participation and increasing participation generally in free software projects. So this is actually the part where you guys are going to talk. So, Jeff? Oh, yeah, list Sorry. Info. So, anything that went well? Do you guys like the cookies?
Cookies were badass.
Okay. Okay. cool, we'll put that in. anything else? Ashish? Thanks. I also like the panel. Ashish?
I guess on the same line, I'm totally disappointed that I have to choose to say something.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we did struggle a little bit with, like, how did we want to do that, and then we got this flood of, like, oh, can I also talk? Can I have a room for this? Can I have a room for that? And then it was like, oh, man, we're going to be at Harvard all week. So... 3 days nearly killed me, so I don't know about the whole week. Okay, yeah. Selena.
I'd like to volunteer to help with putting together the schedule. Like, if you want help.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I would love to help. Like, I don't really want to help, like, the students or whatever, but just, like, the act of, like, putting the schedule together, I'd love to
yeah.
do that next year.
Fantastic. Kyle? Thanks. That's like a plus and a minus.
Like I described earlier, I thought it was fantastic to some extent that it was kind of like getting
That's very silver lining. But I like that. I'm a silver lining person. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Oh, I did just meet you. That was the goal, and I think that worked out really well, too. Oh, I'm going to take Marina and then Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, we felt pretty strongly that it would be kind of weird to be like, hey, so we're going to have women talking about women, and then we're going to have men talking about software at a conference where we're trying to increase women's participation. That would have been super weird, I think. I think Jeff and then Kyle. Awesome. Kyle?
I sort of like that it was just one about community, it was about diversity.
Cool. So what would you guys like to see at a similar event in the future, or something that would be different, or stuff that you were like, oh man, I hope next year they'll do... Assis? I don't know if Chris is just scratching his eyebrow or is actually trying to speak. Okay. You can talk again. How do you picture that taking place? I mean, do you think it would be, I mean, it might be kind of mean to be like, we want five people to sit on a panel in front of everybody. I mean, it could be really empowering, but it could also be like, I hate you guys for asking me
and
to do this.
And inherently self-limiting.
Yeah. Oh. Get Tor to help us. What about, so I know part of the, including the presentation on giving presentations, was to sort of help people feel a little bit more like, hey, it's not a super weird thing. Like, here's like a roadmap for how you get from being a person who, I would never do that, to, oh, I feel like I could do that. So I don't know if it'd be something along those lines would be helpful, but more like structured for, like, hey, like, I never raised my hand. Like, we'll do, like, a 10-minute talk on, like, here's what you do, and just take a deep breath and talk.
You can imagine also addressing questions, like, as shy people are, we're more comfortable and more comfortable, like, a higher path.
Neat. Okay. Dana?
This is, like, an outreach question, I guess, because I know that you travel a lot to the conferences.
how I found Selena.
And I'm wondering if you have conversations like with Alice Randall about would she be interested in communication? Because like the fact that they're not self-electing, saying that they're interested in software freedom, and they're this more of a sort of corrupt boiling plate that's called open source, doesn't mean that they're necessarily against software freedom. It's just that that's what they're doing.
Allison runs OzCon, just FYI. Allison runs OzCon. She's chair of OzCon as well.
Yeah. So that means she's ideologically opposed to yourself.
No. I'm just letting you know. You're like calling it like a petri dish. Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm saying it's corrupt and stuff. I'm just letting you know that she runs it. That's all.
Open source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I talk to a lot of people about free software, and they have, you know, open source on their business card. And then when we get down to, like, we're talking about, like, oh, well, you know, how do you get people to, like, take up and use your stuff? Or, like, you know, what do you do when your mailing list is, like, a nightmare with, like, somebody sending stuff every 5 minutes? Like, and then it doesn't really matter, like, what the, like, at that point, like, we're talking about tactics and strategy and not like philosophy in that moment. And I do agree there's a lot of valuable stuff in there too. I mean, when we started working on the summit, some of the things that we looked at were other freedom movements, other efforts in organizations that also have problems with gender diversity, some of the more labor unions where it's like physical labor, not SEIU, but they've had a lot of trouble electing women leaders and then thereby also doing recruitment. So we looked at a lot of stuff that's actually outside of free software, like not just like next door, but like, woo. But yeah, we definitely didn't try to exclude next door either.
But I think what I would say is that Deb really did try very hard and was successful in getting women from, women who may not traditionally think of this as a conference that they would come and speak at. She was quite successful in that. And certainly you and anyone else here is welcome to recruit people and let them know that this is a place where they are wanted and recommend them to try to speak.
Yeah. That is definitely
good
true.
Job, Dad. You did awesome.
Okay. So an event in the future. What about other sorts of initiatives? I don't know if people have things to add on that tack. So far we've done a summit, some meetings on IRC. And then event within like the larger 3-day Libre Planet event.
A lot of the, not all, but a lot of the things that were much more detail oriented when it comes to hacking and stuff like that were kind of semi-private. I know that there are a lot of people who are interested in learning more about Linux and learning more about hacking. And I would like to see some of those things be a little more open to people who want to come in and learn for the first time. Because a lot of the students that were here from Lincoln Tech, my school, that were here on Friday, they probably would have stayed longer if they had felt like there was something that they could participate in that was going to be, much more hands-on and detail-oriented.
So hands-on, detail-oriented, but like also at sort of the intro level. Okay. Cool. Up in the back. Yes. So intermediate. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Oh, cool. Yeah. That's why I just haven't lost half the slides. I do think on that one we said intro to the command line, and yeah, I think it is good to tag stuff so people know what they're in for. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, like, if it's going to be, if there's going to be some intro stuff, have it be like a whole track and be like, come on Friday and spend 8 hours of intro with us. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Ashish? It was, yeah, it's funny, so, like, we did a lot of that last year, and then I think there was some feeling of, like, oh, wow, that was, like, really, like, a lot of stuff that was, like, you know, maybe too much on conference, and so then maybe this year was not enough, and we can find a medium around there. Did you had something else, too?
It would be, I would kind of really interesting to, like, talk to people more about, like, what their work environment is. So just, like, what you can do, like, what it is for, like, senior medical students, if these work on, like, hoping to switch to command line and then, like,
that'd be a great other problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do think, like, and that might be kind of the intermediary thing where it's sort of like, oh, free software is really great because you can do all these different things with the desktop. And it's like what thing? Good times. Marina and then Chris. Show and tell. I like that. Okay. Chris? That's okay. So two VGA outputs, I think, because I just felt like if it's in between 5 minutes, then it's going to be like 5 minutes every 5 minutes, like 5 minutes on and 5 minutes of fumble watching. So. Yeah. Cool. Clara and then Danny. Cool. Okay. Danny? Yeah, I did that most of the days, but then I was have been moderating in here all day, so I didn't get to do that today because I can only be in one place. But I should delegate it to someone else next time. Kyle? Yeah, that's another good way. Yeah, awesome. Chris? Like, have people do their own website.
Yeah.
Like, they can have all the tabs and everything else.
Yeah,
and
they could also have, like, four tabs, like, start, test, evaluate, stuff like that, on the fly.
Well,
I And not on my machine. Cool. So, wow, what do you got?
Sorry, I was being a little weird.
Oh, that's okay.
Mouse. What's the last thing on here? Ideas for events.
Oh, we're doing with the lightning talk and the kind of things. Up in the back. Yeah, it hadn't started out that way, and then something got added in the morning, and it kind of got off track. But yeah, it's good to have that feedback. What about other events or initiatives, like, and as far as, or Danny, did you have something else for this pile? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, we're all about the participation, so. So we've done, like, some stuff on IRC, and then you had spoken some about other conferences. Would people want to see stuff? I mean, everyone's here in Cambridge now. But I know not everyone here is from Cambridge. Is there interest in seeing an event like not in Cambridge, Massachusetts? Or is asking that one we're all already here like kind of pointless?
How many people here are not from Boston?
Oh, see, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, you people not from Boston, would you like to have one of these where you're from? And where are you from? Yeses.
Yeah.
Seattle?
Well, yeah.
Philly. Philly's close, whatever. And where else are people from? Chicago.
Chris? Oh, yeah, I was actually not suggesting to take the whole Libre Planet conference on the road, but maybe just the Women's Caucus piece. There's a Women in Open Source Day that happens at Scale, which is, a slightly different format, but obviously similar intent. And I think we could find other conferences, like, at the very least, like, Siegel should be interested. Sure, awesome, and let people see the feedback. Like, guess what? Everyone loved the nuts and bolts panel, like, that might not occur to you until you saw it. Cool.
Did I get all the places? I put Seattle, Chicago, Philly, Ann Arbor. Do you have the wiki syntax for bolding?
Yeah.
Fine, you can go in there and edit it later if you don't like it.
Portland, Oregon, here, right?
Yeah.
It's back in Portland, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, what is going on in San Francisco? Is it still are they going to try and do open source world again, or did that finally slip all the way down the drain?
My understanding.
It's what used to be Linux world.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's dead.
Oh. They called it, they started calling it open source world, and it is pretty khaki-tastic.
Well, that may not be a sexual favor, but still, yeah.
Yeah, that might stretch favor.
Well, yeah, well, open source world, Josh Perkins was on a committee last year, and I don't think it's happening this year.
Okay. There is a Maker Faire over in Oakland, I think, which is across the bay. But. So. Cool. So I put down those categories because that was stuff, like, feedback that I wanted. If people have feedback that doesn't fall into that, any of those categories or whatever, this would be that time because I think we've filled up those slots mostly. Danny.
So I got here late. I didn't see this fill up. But I'm finding it with me that, like, if you weren't in the new hacker training, there was like a large block of time where it was unclear what to do. So, like, some talk in the hacker conference that was supposed to start at 2 p.m. randomly started earlier, and it was all very confusing to me. So I guess, I don't know what my assessment would be, but it was like, make sure there aren't blocks of time where, like...
People are confused.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one thing just about the way that the thing was laid out, if, you know, you just did a little Excel, I don't know, spreadsheet.
Right, a spreadsheet instead of a list. Yeah.
Yeah. That sometimes helps people...
mentally map what's happening. Did you say? Yeah? No? I thought I saw him over there. Okay. Oh, yeah. I had started with the Women's Caucus stuff, but I would love to hear general Libre Planet feedback also. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Was there like an organizer's mailing list or anything?
An organizer's mailing list?
Yeah.
FSF-office@FSF.org. P.S.
Ouch.
Take that stinky thing out the fridge.
So,
the second thing I was going to say was that it was kind of nice to help organize.
It was less than ideal, I agree.
I would just say that I'm kind of lazy, so I don't know if this is really true, but I think. think one thing that might help in terms of getting the wiki filled out
mm-hmm.
is if there was like a mailing list for attendees.
Yeah.
If there's one thing, there is?
No, there is not.
There's no mailing list for attendees.
I emailed everyone who is attending, but that doesn't mean it is from a list.
No, it is like the event at the Scott's, there is and that meeting. I mean, there are like three or four going to do the various points in time. But I think like one that like it was created for the thing that you automatically added to when you go to church. Yeah, I agree.
That would have been good. For whatever it's worth, it was non-ideal on the back end as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I would just say that for me, email drives a lot of my actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting an email telling me, hey, why don't you fill out that freaking wiki page?
Yes.
You know, or just in general saying, hey, people that are coming to the conference, like, fill out wiki pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and keep reminding people of that. Like, and I would be happy to send an email to that effect next year.
Awesome. Jeff, and then Chris. Yeah. Like have it offsite or something. Yeah, I heard about that.
That was really unfortunate. Possible. I mean,
yeah.
That could possibly be it. But then again, you know, if you're new to the conference, which apparently this person was, and you're trying to learn things, the last thing you want is for somebody to push you out of the room and then lock the door behind you. You know, and, almost what happened. So,
it's very symbolic.
Yeah.
Right, so managing that better so that either like the calendar is more clear or that, you know, it's more clear.
It's going to be exclusive that it's done.
Right, that there's a sign that's like this.
At the conference, but keeping it exclusive.
Right, like this Friday is a private meeting in giant letters. Whatever, yeah. So Chris and then Ashish. What is it called?
Pentabar, yeah, and I have one too called Open Conferenceware. So. Open Conferenceware isn't a hack. It's awesome.
You should put it on the wiki.
Okay.
Ashish? So they have a private day and then an outward facing day, but they're like on different days, so you're not just kind of like, oh, was it breakout room 110 or 111? Like, crap, go away. Like, right. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Chris? Go.
Oh my god, I hate Firefox.
Trigon, did you go back?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what happens when you go forward? Oh.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right.
Save.
So go down. Actually, use the other guy, and then save. Okay.
Have any of you used Etherpad?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, we installed an Etherpad for our conference, and we do all of our like collaborative editing with it.
Okay.
And I never have this problem.
Wait, or is that the?
What's Pirate Pad? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, and then.
Yeah, well, and it's sketchy. It takes a lot of memory. It's Scala, and installing it is, like, not fun.
So go back here, you guys think? And then, is it up there? Yes, okay.
Yeah, let's copy and paste it before we...
Okay. I thought people generally did that alone.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you how many times I've lost crap and... There's like a couple different plugins. There's one I think called Lazarus that just like automatically like grabs your text fields like as you're typing. But I just stopped using.
Here.
I just use Etherpad. There we go. Sorry.
No.
We cannot.
No, it says and then log back in. What? We have it on a gedit, so it should be okay. How do we get to this page?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Now we can paste again. Yes. Thank you, Deb.
Okay. Cool.
Yay. Gosh, I was going to freak out.
Oh, man.
No freak out happened. That is good.
That was great. That was like a...
That never happened.
This is like bringing a broken motorcycle to bike week. It's like everyone's like, oh my god,
what?
I'll help. Which is good. It's nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So when people do that, when you do hacking, it's generally after the conference. Is that where it's done usually? Because everyone gets all excited. They talk to folks about their projects. And then they're like, oh, I could actually hack on this on Monday. It might be a little less robust and exciting, you're saying, with an attendance of like 210.
And how's everybody at PyCon?
We actually created a 24-hour hacker lounge for the conference that I was running at, and it was like a pan-language conference. It was very developer-focused, so that may be a little bit different, but we found that having a hacker lounge specifically called out encourage people to just come and hack on whatever, regardless of what language they're working in.
Cool. Okay. Huh?
Thank you.
like an awesome shy person I know that does kick-ass work.
Bring a shy person to a conference day.
Cool. Okay, well, let's see. Up here is, anyone could copy this down, or you could ping me for the link, since that's not obvious. But it's also like under the main index of the Women's Caucus page, that has all the minutes and background from the summit and all the intermediary meetings. Please feel free to come visit the Free Software Foundation at #FSF on Freenode to come and chat more post-chat about the conference, #LibrePlanet. And if you want to come and talk more about increasing women's participation, we have #GLOFS, which stands for Glorious Ladies of Free Software. And again, men are welcome there. We're just talking about increasing women's participation. Thank you, guys.